Okay, today Beis Hashem, we're continuing in Maseches Avodah Zarah Perek Hey, and we are up to Mishnah Dalit. Says the Mishnah, HaMiniach Yain B'Karno B'Svina. If a Jew is traveling together with a guy, and he leaves his wine in a wagon or in a boat, V'Halach Lo B'Kapandria Nichnas L'Medina V'Rachat, and he goes off to some shortcut, and he goes into a city, and he takes a bath. Mutter, the wine is going to be mutter, because even though the Jew is not there for a while, but since he didn't go so far, the Ovid Chavim is going to be afraid of being caught tampering with the wine. Im hodio shehu maflik, but if you let him know I'm going to be gone for a while, so we have the same machlokas that we had in the last mission of how much time the Jew has to have let the non-Jew know that he was going to be away in order for it to be a problem to assume that he's going to tamper with it, enough to make a hole in the barrel, enough to remove the seal of the barrel, fine. If a Jew leaves an Ovid Chavim in his store, even though the Jew is going in and out all the time, mutter, the wine is mutter, even though the Jew is not there all the time, because at any time he could be there. But if you let him know you're going to be gone for a while, then again we have the same machlokas about how long he has to have let you know, the Jew has to let the non-Jew know that he's going to be gone, where we suspect that the non-Jew will have tampered with it. Moving on to Mishnah Hey. Hayochlim al shulchan. If a Jew is eating with a non-Jew at a table, v'hiniach legina al shulchan or legina al hadulbiki, and he left some wine on the table and some wine on like a side table, v'nicha v'yatza, and he left him alone. You left the non-Jew alone, and you walked out for a minute. Mashal al shulchan aser. Whatever's on the table is aser. Mashal hadulbiki mutter. Whatever's on the side table is mutter. Meaning, since he's eating at your house, he feels free to take whatever's on the table, but he's not going to go snooping around your house and take other stuff. But if the Jew before he left say, drink to your heart's content, so then he thinks that he has permission to take whatever. So then even the wine that's on the side table is going to be aser. Chavios psuchos asuros. Wine that's in open barrels are aser. Stumos kadesh yiftach v'yago fatigov. Meaning, it talks about wine that's in other places in the house. When you told him he has permission to drink, so whatever is an open barrel is aser. Whatever is a closed barrel is going to be mutter, unless you left him with enough time to have tampered with it and put it back the way it was previously. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Dalid we had said that if you leave wine on a wagon or a boat and you're traveling with a guy and you left him for some amount of time, you could assume he didn't tamper with the wine unless you let him know that you're going to be gone for a while. How long of a while? So that's machlokas tanaim. Similarly, if you leave him in your store and you go out and you come back in, it's all mutter. But if you let him know you're going to be gone for a while, then again, it's going to be usher if there's enough time for him to have tampered with it. And then Mishnah Hey, we said that if you're eating with him at a table and you walk out and you leave some wine on the table, so you could assume whatever's on the table is going to be usher, whatever's not on the table is going to be mutter. But if you told him to drink to his heart's content, that even stuff not on the table is going to be aser. Which stuff not on the table? Any open barrels, any barrels that he would have had time to have tampered with. Beis Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perakei Mishnah Vav.